Rob Parr,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSunCity.com.
I've had nausea and stomach pains for a couple of days now.
Mr. Strauss, I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but maybe you should avoid eating sushi from the Gas and Go.
It came free with the filler. What am I supposed to do? Just throw it away?
Yes. Yes, you are. Fortunately, though, your vitals are normal, so we'll check back with you in a little while.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, it's Kevin Nealon, and you're listening to the Homie Broadcast. Yeah.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioSaintPete.com. Welcome back. I hope you're well. I'm doing pretty good, pretty good. Tampa News Force will be in here very shortly. Josh Santos, John Jacobs, local comedians, documentors. What else do they do? Sketch, comedy, filmers, and producers, and actors, and journalists. I guess now you could call them. Been in trouble with the Tampa Bay Times. A couple Times writers criticized them a while ago. We talked about that before on an earlier podcast. They're performing at the Tampa Improv on May 31st. If you go to theimprovtampa.com, you can get free tickets. That's right, free tickets just by putting in promo code TNF. And you can go see the... they're going to somehow combine the comedy, the news, and everything, and put it in a melting pot, and you'll be able to witness it over there. It should be interesting. So I don't know. I don't really have anything in particular I want to talk about this week. I do think it's funny, though, that I'm so afraid of... I guess afraid is the wrong word, but I always seem to get in trouble. I let my opinions be known. You know, I mean, I do a radio show. I do this podcast. It's... I feel like you have to kind of put yourself out there. And I say things that disagree with a lot of people that I live in. I live in a very progressive city here in St. Petersburg. Very liberal, very progressive. I'm a moderate. We've talked about this before, too. You can look at my political compass test if you want. It's up. I'm right smack dab in the middle. But because of that, I get accused of being things that I'm not. I've been called a communist by some people, and I've been called... a fascist Nazi by others. So that's the downside about being in the middle, is that you tend to piss off both sides a lot of times. So today we were recording the Creative Loafing Tampa podcast. I do their podcast. By the way, homemadepodcast.com, if you're interested in podcasting, I can help. I produce Creative Loafing Tampa's here, locally in town. Check them out, by the way, cltampa.com/podcast, if you want to hear some of the work that I can do. I can help you out, and you should go check it out, homemadepodcasts.com. But Kathy goes, hey, you know, I know you're kind of right-leaning. I hope we don't offend you with things that we talk about here. First of all, nobody could offend me if they tried. I just don't get offended. I'm not that dude. I respect everybody's opinion, even if I disagree with it. There's nothing. I can't imagine anything that anybody would say that would offend me. It might bother me. I'm bothered by just about freaking everything in the world. But offended, no. But and I had to correct her. I had to stop her. I said, wait a minute. Let me stop you. I'm not right wing. I'm a moderate. I feel like I have to make that distinction because you get thrown into these boxes. You get nobody's compartmentalizing just issue one issue at a time. If you feel this way, you disagree with me on this, then you must be on this other side. And that's part of the problem we're having as a whole, regardless. But I don't know. I always feel like I'm going to get in trouble. I don't know. It sucks. I hate it, kind of. But I also just can't keep my mouth shut either. I mean, I do keep my mouth shut most of the time. But if I get approached with a subject, then I'm certainly willing to speak my mind. And, you know, I get in a fight. It's a progressive city, so I get in fights with mostly liberal people. My friends are all liberal, so I'm used to just fighting with them. And even on the show, Stay Woke Midnight on 102.5 The Bone here in Tampa Bay. Get the app if you haven't. Just search 102.5 The Bone, and you can get Stay Woke on demand. If you sleep like a normal person, you can listen anytime. That's with Anna Hummel and myself, and you'll like it a lot. But anyway, so people will call in, and we were talking about gun stuff the other day, gun issues. And I find this all the time when arguing with especially people on the left side of the spectrum, which is just who I argue with. Sorry, I'm sure I would fight with people on the right, too. I just don't talk to them very often in my peer group. But one guy calls in, and he's talking about, you know, we need to have sensible gun control. Okay, what's that? Well, you know, his idea was to take a test. Okay, what's on the test? Well, you know, like when to use the gun, when to pull it out, when to fire it. That, which is insane. Everybody knows what they're doing, when to fire the gun if they need it. And then he goes, well, you know, and I said, because they're of course complaining about the NRA. The NRA is just takes the brunt of all this anger, because people can't look at it's nothing's gray. Everything's either black or white. NRA is a loud voice for the Second Amendment, so they're to blame. And he says, well, you know, and I said, the problem with that is that the NRA just is a strong advocate for the Second Amendment, and the Second Amendment says that a right to bear arms shall not be infringed, no matter what. So he goes, well, you know, there's always limits. You can't buy a tank, you know. And then I sat there and thought about it, and I go, that's true. You can't buy a tank. That's a good point. That's a good point, sir. And then I look it up. Yeah, you could buy a tank if you want to. You just got to pay the taxes and buy the ammo, and it's really, really, really expensive. So nobody really has the capital to buy a tank if they want to, and the ammo and all that. But yeah, you can own a tank if you want to, with a cannon on it, like a real deal tank. And it's just like, they don't look it up. They're not curious. They just go by these platitudes, say something, and then you go, oh, crap. And I get in this predicament all the time, whether I'm arguing with my friends or whatever. They don't look it up. They say something and present it as fact, and I go, oh, well, that's a good point. I got to concede that point. And then it's always wrong. Well, not always, but 80% of the time, it's either exaggerated or completely incorrect. So it's just amazing. But anywho, I don't know. This is just what's been bothering me this week. Tampa News Force is here. Again, they're at the Tampa Improv on May 31st. Free tickets. Enter TNF in the promo code at improvtampa.com. I believe the 31st is a Tuesday. Don't hold me to that. I don't really know what day it is, so I apologize. This podcast is brought to you by Tap House 61. That's taphouse61.com. Wednesday night trivia over there, 2061 Central Avenue. Just John and the best trivia team in town. They got food there now. It's delicious. You're going to love it. And they got the best beers in town. Always a good hang. I hang out there. I bring all my Bumble dates there. It's terrific. It always goes great for me. 2061 Central Avenue, right here in St. Petersburg. Taphouse61.com. And Truvy Salon and Spa. Chrissy Parker down there. Getting your Botox on. Well, she's got a lady that comes in once a month. You can get your face injected with poison whenever you want, once a month. And she does a very nice haircuts and, you know, dyeing jobs, and she does all that stuff. And you should check it out, dang it. I encourage you to do so. It's located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B here in St. Pete. And you can make an appointment right online. That's right. Truvy is spelled T-R-U, V as in victory, Y, salon, and spa.com. Make an appointment. I swear you will not regret it. And finally, homemade podcasts with an S.com. Reach existing and potential clients through podcasting. It's my consulting firm, and I guarantee it. You're going to love it. Homemadepodcasts.com. All right, let's talk to Josh Santos and John Jacobs, my good pals, and they're talking about Tampa News Force and the show coming up at the Improv on 531. I'm still collecting funny stories, too, by the way. I still want to do that pod. Thank you to those who have submitted. I have a few entries already. 813-693-2124 is the text or voice line. And if you don't have enough time on the answering machine, I don't really know how much time there is on there. It's probably a long time, though. You could probably get a story out. But if not, take a voice memo on your phone, record it, and then email it to me at thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. And I will, I'm collecting those. I'm going to put that podcast out in the future. 813-693-2124, again, is that phone number. Tell a friend about the pod, you know. I encourage you to do that, too. That's always nice, and I appreciate it. All right, we got Tampa News Force in the building. Josh Santos.
Hey, what's up?
John Jacobs.
What's up, everybody?
How's it going, guys? You got a big show coming up on 531 at the Improv. You can get free tickets by going to, was it Improv Tampa?
ImprovTampa.com.
Put in TNF, and you can get free tickets to the show.
As many tickets. You don't even need to put in a credit card.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no responsibility.
So this
all caps too.
500 tickets if you want. They can't stop you.
I like that a lot. Yeah, that's going to be good. That's going to bode well for you guys.
It's going to be crazy. We're going to be doing a show, live stand-up mixed with pre-taped sketch, and we're going to do a crowd participation part at the end where we're going to do speed interviews / roasts on stage with people from the audience.
Okay, because I had heard that you were going to pretty much reenact some Tampa News Force stuff live on stage, but that's not the case.
Well, that's kind of the idea with the crowd stuff. You know, the way you see us interview people in the street, that's how we're going to interview people at the show.
About what? Just anything?
You know, big, vague questions. Stuff? What's the biggest problem in the world? You know, just get some, you know, kids say the darndest things. Yeah.
I like that. So 531, and then who's on that show?
It's
stand-up.
Me, so many good people.
Me, Santos, Clark Brooks, Tommy Gill, and Jorge Gonzalez.
The real true believers of Tampa News Force early on.
Been with you at the very beginning of this whole thing when this came about.
Hardcore participators in our green screens.
Lots of videos.
Yes.
And how did Tampa News Force kind of come about? Because it started with, like, I went over and did some one night, got drunk, and then did some skits with you guys. And it was super fun. But then it kind of turned into this, I don't know, hybrid of comedy and then reporting real news. Right. I know you got in trouble with the Times a little while ago.
We've talked about that many times.
Which is fantastic.
And it's still ongoing. I still hate those guys. And if I ever see them, they're getting a knuckle sandwich on a silver platter.
Well, I wanted to know if there was anything more that came out of that.
No. Well, actually, Nate Blakely, he's a comic. Sometimes he shows up to open mics. And he said he did a photo shoot with the guy Howard, who I confronted the next day after that happened.
Yeah, Howard Altman.
Yeah. And he says he talked to him about it, and he's like, yeah, you know, I know the kid, John. And he goes, what was that? And apparently Howard goes, yeah, I think he was trying to get me to hit him.
That would be fantastic, though, if he hit you.
I wasn't trying to get him to hit me, but that's nice that he thought that's what I was doing.
So Tampa News Force kind of came about. It started with skits, and then it became kind of a real news thing.
It didn't really start with sketches.
It started a while ago.
Yeah, it was, we would just show up to places with the camera, and then John would just start interviewing people. And
It started
mostly Comic-Cons.
Yeah, cool a couple costumes. Of years ago, really. Yeah, before we branded it with the TNF, we would just show up to events and talk to people.
I see. Yeah, I remember that.
And then we were like, you know, let's make it official. And then we just kind of came up with the phrase Tampa News Force, and we looked it up, and, you know, it's such a great name. You figured some news team would have used that over here, but nothing. Tampa News Force, all ours. We also own America News Force and World News Force.
For the eventual expansion.
Going
worldwide.
Once we get big enough, we can start.
Yeah, so we're in the first phase.
Hiring some more forces.
Yeah, and then, so we came up with this TNF brand idea, and then it just happened one night after an open mic. We were drinking liquor, you know, more than normal, I guess. Yeah, and we just drove past fire engines and cop cars, and we were like, you know what? It might be like 1 a.m. right now, but I'm going to throw the suit on. This is going to be Tampa News Force. We're going to make it happen. And yeah, and Santa's created this great animation graphic of TNF.
Very professional, yeah.
A lightning bolt logo and everything. But some people think my hat's like a lightning hat when I wear it around because it like looks so official convenient, and great.
That goes good then. It's perfect. It kind of blends in with the whole Tampa scene. Then.
Totally.
I ripped off all their colors, yeah.
It was very done on purpose, yes.
Kind of. It took me 6 months to design that logo. So.
That's a long time.
Yeah, no, so many iterations. None of them really conveyed what, you know, Tampa News Force really stands for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're kind of in-your-face news.
Yes, you certainly are. You go and just kind of wing it.
Yeah.
My favorite is when you harass the media, when you go up to other reporters that are trying to do a story.
Sure. You know, I wouldn't call it harass. Just, you know, maybe just interrogate.
Sure, just trying to get the scoop,
investigate. Right? Yeah, I'm doing investigative journalism, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm poking around.
I get it.
Where, you know, the big corporations don't want me to be, you know?
Well, they seem to be. I notice that the women are always pretty receptive to you. They may be annoyed, but they'll still answer
right.
you. The guys are just like, dude, get the hell out of face. Get out of here.
It's crazy. I don't know what it is about me or us or our appearance or something, but yeah, people just want to fight us anywhere we go.
Have you ever had that where you almost got your ass kicked?
Well,
one of the first ones, the Gasparilla.
One of our first interview videos was at Gasparilla.
That's how it opens,
too. Yeah. Some kid's just like, do you want to get punched in the face right now? And I'm like, what? No, what are you talking about? Anyway, yeah, he was trying to be a tough guy, and he was asking if I would let him hit me. He was like, let me hit you one time in the face. And I'm like, why would I?
Why didn't you let him do it?
I know. Because if I said yes, then he would have been like, hey, you said I could. I'm not in trouble.
Yeah, that's true. That's a bad idea.
Yeah, you can't give people
consent. That's a risky move doing Gasparilla just because of all the booze that flies around.
And it was a Trump question that got the kid crazy.
Oh, yeah,
he was saying something about it was the Muslim ban. It was like the day that happened.
Right.
And I was like, how about that Muslim ban, huh? And he was like, yeah, he gets it. And I was like, yeah, yeah. And then he realized I wasn't, you know, really
on his team.
Yeah, I wasn't really on his team. But I was trying to understand why that's his thoughts. And then he flipped on me.
Well, you're just trying to get the people's reactions.
Yeah,
really.
I'm just trying to get honest answers, you know?
Yeah. Josh, how do you find the time to do this stuff? Because you have a normal life, and you have a job, and you do this on the side. Where do you find the time?
That's a good question. you know the struggle of the hustle.
Oh, do I?
The hustle struggle.
Absolutely.
And it's just a lot of no sleep. Mm-hmm. No sleep. I've been actually getting more sleep these days now that I finally have my schedule kind of like in order.
Yeah,
but
you kind of get used to the chaos after a little while, and you just can plan it good enough. Like, I can squeeze in a nap for an hour right here, and that's what I usually do, too.
And then just get back out there.
Back out there the next day,
The world's not going to stop for you.
Mm-mm.
Why should I?
Not at all.
Exactly.
Take a break.
World keeps turning. Got to keep burning, man.
That's right. 529, yes. You guys have a movie, too, coming out. John, tell me about this movie.
I filmed and directed this thing with Elijah Hernandez. Santos actually did sound on some of the scenes for that, so he was holding a boom pole. But yeah, that's it's loosely based on a day in my life as just a burnt-out comic, you know, trying to stay positive. And yeah, I mix in acting and, you know, acting stuff with actual footage of something that happened at a show. So it's a pretty interesting experimental short film. It's about 25 minutes something. And Iberian Rooster, Tuesday, May 29th, will be premiering it with a comedy show following featuring all the comics from the movie.
And that's the open mic that runs every Tuesday, right, at the Iberian?
Yeah, instead of the mic, we're going to do this, and then after we'll probably have a mic.
475 Central Avenue is Iberian Rooster, 529, that's a Tuesday. And what's the movie called?
Living the Dream.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it?
Ironic, you know? But yeah, it's a great film. It took me like a year to cut together just because, you know, it's the first thing Elijah's ever shot and he didn't really know how to use a camera. And, you know, it's the first time all of us were acting and we didn't really get to do reshoots because I had to move out of my place shortly after. So a lot, you know, it's the best we could do out of what we had. But so it's great.
Is it kind of a mix between like actual footage
then,
you know, things that you filmed? Is it like a skit or is it like one long
thing? It's one long thing throughout one. It's like, you know, it goes in chronological order of a day from me waking up to going back to sleep that night, everything that happens in between. And it's wild. It's really crazy.
It's like the Blair Witch Project, you
know? of comedy. It sounds scary as it is. Yeah,
it's very
it sounds
scary.
Pretty nauseating.
I put up a clip from it today, which is the real scene from the movie that happened, which was a fight at one of my comedy shows.
Right, that was at Pokey's, right?
No.
Where was that?
I don't want to say because they'll get mad.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is
yeah, they don't want me to put it out.
This was in Tampa. Yeah.
I'd say it's a Tampa staple.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. If you see the video, you'll know immediately where it is. But you know,
and there's no longer open mic there. Is that correct?
Oh, it was a showcase show, and no, it lasted like 6 or 7, and this was the last one. And yeah, and you know, I waited about a year to put out the actual video because I wasn't sure what would happen when I put it out. Mm-hmm. But you know, now that I put it in the movie, and the movie's coming out, figured it's perfect promo time.
Is it free to get into the movie?
Nope. It's going to be 15 at the door.
$15?
I know. We'll probably lower it to 10 when nobody shows up. But
somebody
wants
to come in, probably just mention TNF.
Yeah, we'll just go, give me a big hug. Come on in. But yeah, it's going to be great.
And then you're the king of open mics. You always have open mics.
I do call myself Open Mic Jordan, you know.
How many mics are you running right now?
2.
Oh, no. Okay, so but typically, open mics don't last very long.
I've been through 15 rooms.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you want to get any more, or are you kind of happy with
two? I don't. Yeah, I mean, I'm not happy at all.
It is absolutely grueling to run open mics.
Well, I thought I was going to do it at first and run all these mics, and I was like, you know, this will just be a thing, and it'll be fun and great, and, you know, then I'll be like, I'll hit my break. Everything will be great. And you know, now I'm getting memories on Facebook from like 2 years ago of mics I was running, and I'm like, God damn, been running mics for 2 years.
Yeah,
it's not cool anymore, man.
It's hard work. It seems like it's easy, but there's a lot of pressure for them to succeed. You want, I mean, the venue that you're doing it in, you want them to make money.
Yeah,
they're paying you, and
exactly.
Then a lot of times there's too many mics going along, mm-hmm. So you just don't have people coming in.
Yeah, well, it's just I've kind of realized over these last 2 years that people in Tampa and Florida, they just don't want to see open mic comedy, which is kind of fair, you know.
Like, it is. The complaint I got from running Sly Bar for that 2 years was that you saw the same people.
Right.
And they did the same jokes.
Sure.
For 2 years.
Right,
literally.
Right.
And I said, well, I can't argue with that. A lot of it is people who aren't really taking it too seriously.
Yeah.
They're not trying to do it as a job. It's kind of become like a hang. Like you see the same people and you kind of hang out on that night. You drink beers and you kind of do your thing that you normally do and get off and hang out.
And the thing is, new people, too, they don't understand the process at all. You know, because of social media stars and all these Netflix specials, everybody thinks like, oh, dude, I'll do stand-up for like 2 years, get my Netflix special, I'll be rich.
Well, people are filming them. I mean, people who don't do comedy are filming specials.
Oh, yeah.
Specials locally here. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. So, yeah, you know, I like to just see. I usually, you know, I'd wait a few months before I really try to engage somebody too much. Because, you know, I assume half these people are going to drop off within a couple weeks. That does happen.
Yeah, that they bomb and they're like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah,
like
and it's so funny, too, because you'll see these same people on Facebook like a week before, like, comedy is my life.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy is my grind. I love it. I'm never going to stop. And then they're like, yeah, actually, I'm a musician now or something.
I'm amazed, though, with how many people do stick with it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for years, they've still been plowing ahead and still trying. It's crazy.
Even with, you know, no positive reinforcement, some of these folks will keep doing it.
Well, you get in your clicks, and then they go, dude, you did awesome. And they go, really? Yeah.
Exactly. There's nothing worse than bad comics telling other bad comics are good.
Yeah.
That's all.
And I mean, that's just open mic scene in
general. People don't get us, man. We're awesome.
Yeah.
We're just above this
shit.
Everybody
sucks.
I mean, that's how I feel pretty much. Just like every time I'm done, like, hey, man, you did great.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna go home now.
Yeah, you were so good. Can I stop talking to you now? All right, man. Come back next week and drink. But again, don't talk to me. Do jokes, drink, and then leave.
But, John, did you host or feature for David Koechner last week?
I hosted for Koechner, but it was really cool. His feature, who I featured for on Thursday, that's how the improv works. It's a guy named Rob Mayer, and he ran open mics in D.C. when I was 18. So some of my first open mics were with this guy who I see 10 years later now. So
that was
pretty
cool.
The
road?
He's on the road down here. He's still in D.C., but he was down here featuring for he's like Koechner's traveling feature.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. But yeah, it was a great weekend. Champ Kind, man.
Yeah, man.
Todd Packer, The Office.
He just ran his lines from Anchorman.
It's got paid Anchorman, not Anchor Lady, and that's a scientific fact.
And everybody goes, yeah. That would be pretty awesome to hear him say that.
Whammy!
He did the whole thing, I bet.
And it was great because it was pretty much all... Well, it was Anchorman and Office were the two lines that he would bring up that everybody would go crazy for. But he knew, like, all of his Anchorman lines, which was great. He did a good amount of time on Anchorman.
Oh, you know he's practicing in the mirror for Anchorman 3 when that hopefully gets...
The pancake breakfast, Ron. You know, do it every Sunday. Yeah, seeing him do 5 shows, like, pick up his accent.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I'm David Koechner.
Lost it.
Tampa News Force is here on the Homemade Broadcast this week. Josh Santos and John Jacobs.
That's right.
Do you guys have any drive to do stand-up comedy and live a life on the road? Is that something you'd want to do?
Yeah, I wish I could travel more and get forced into dark places.
All right. Yeah, I'd say, yeah, I'd like to travel and do all that stuff, but I'd like to do it on a higher level.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the college stuff, when I did that, that was a dream come true. Like, I'd love to go right back to that, but at the point where I'm at now, it's not glamorous traveling, like the Cocoa Beach stuff, or just, you know, small one-nighters isn't that great.
Isn't there an organization that's, I forget what it
NACA. Is. NACA.
NACA.
Yeah.
Have you signed up for that?
You got to pay, like, a lot of money just to
rent. How much?
I don't know, but.
You've spent a lot of time researching this.
Hey, well, somebody told me before it's, like, $400 or $500, and.
Oh, come on, dude. Bad. Yeah, you stashed aside a 20.
I run open mics.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
I guess that's true.
Yeah, no, I thought about it the other day. I talked to Sanders about it. I looked at it and realized that, for pokies, I literally get like $50 a week, you know, doing pokies. Mm. And some of these college shows, I'd get like $2,500.
Yeah.
A one show.
Yeah.
And I'm realizing a whole year of me doing pokies equals one show I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a year of open mics for one payday I used to get, which is so brutal and sad. But, you know, just motivates you to get back there, huh?
Yeah, I suppose. But how do you get back there?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Publish like 30 things at once, and hopefully one of those.
Yeah, I mean, I recently, just today, with like the most recent TNF promo video and this fight video from my movie I put up today, I'm up to like 350 videos on YouTube. You know what I mean? Yeah, and, you know, out of those, the highest views is like 5,000 for one sketch and then like 2,000 on an open mic fight, you know? Like nothing else picks up.
It's so weird, though, what goes viral and what doesn't. Like, you know, Ali and the Zebra Corner guys.
Yeah.
They just kind of were goofing around, and that, bam, hit just like that.
Yeah, if commercials were real.
Do you think there's a way to, I don't know, plan out a way to go viral, or is it just the luck of the draw?
Oh, there's a few formulas out there. Definitely, like, on Christian Mingle, you know, how they have those formulas and, like,
okay.
Things that
algorithms.
Yes, right. Yes. Right.
Yeah. Then.
So you have so we got to figure out the viral algorithm.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
How do you do that?
I was, you know, I'm hoping with the fight video I put out and get something. It's, you know, sensational stuff. People like naked women and fights and famous people and like dirt bike crashes.
At 10 a.m.
We found a chart of that stuff too.
I've heard that too for tweets. It's noon and 5 p.m.
Right.
The biggest times.
When people are getting
Instagram
off.
Is 5 p.m.
Sure.
But I don't know. I think it's a lie. And I think once you figure that out, because enough people start doing it, because they're looking it up too.
Yeah,
if you're
exactly.
Trying to do anything, and then it gets flooded, and they go, okay, we need to change the times.
Now. Yeah. New trends. Yeah, we're starting new trends. Yeah, no, I think we're, you know, we just yesterday we were watching back some of our green screen sketches and dying. Like, we love what we put out, and it's so funny to us. So it's like, you know, we just got to get the world to realize how great it is, too.
It's fun to watch. Like, I have no idea how any of these, or anyone would sit through half of them. Like, someone posted a first comment from someone that's not in our immediate friend group on one of our videos, and it's like 3 minutes of my life wasted.
Yeah, I deleted that immediately.
Well, like when we put out the online college,
I know. But it was like some woman who was a friend of one of those guys. So I don't want to be mean.
Yeah,
I was gonna be like, wait, I'm sorry, that's 3 minutes. You could have been walking the corner, lady.
Yeah, it's better off not.
Three minutes on your knees.
I got one that hurt my feelings. It was on one of my YouTube clips, and I was talking about the Seminole Heights killer.
Sure.
So I do, you know, an intro usually to the podcast, and then I go into whatever the content is that week. And then some guy was like, if you want to not listen to this narcissist ramble on about himself, skip to 1504. And I was like, damn it. I was like, I know that's nice. True, but I was like, I have to kill time, and it's my podcast. I'm sorry right. I talk yeah. about myself on my podcast.
You narcissist.
A-wipe.
Oh, man.
And then I got one, too, with the ratings and stuff. You know, you can, like, rate podcasts.
Sure.
And I have a pretty good rating. And then there's one comment. Only one person took the time to write a comment, and it was not nice.
Oh, no.
And it's the only thing that shows up now on my podcast. I'm like, I have to see that every time yeah. I go to look. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Dude,
you can't
just get other people to comment.
I try.
Nobody
even
else
my friends,
will comment.
Even my friends are like, okay, I'll do it. And then they...
Yeah.
You
know, no, that's how it is. That's how it is when I put out my CD. I'm like, please like and rate it. And yeah, it's got like 5-6 ratings. You know what I mean?
It's so hard when you work that hard on something to throw it out there.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, 2 years for this album. And all my friends on Facebook are people, you know, I really believe are my friends.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, guys.
Well, I mean, a lot of them did. And you got some pop from, like, wasn't Chris D'Elia or whatever?
Chris D'Elia retweeted
D'Elia.
It.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
pretty
cool. Good.
Pablo Francisco retweeted
yeah.
it.
Did you get Koeckner to do it?
No. I didn't ask him. I just asked him to pass
he
it to
know
Tenacious
what
D.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was like, I don't have Jack Black's number anymore. So
oh,
I can't.
He's losing it. He's losing steam in Hollywood.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's doing a million movies. He still is. So.
Is he really?
Oh,
like
yeah. I look
film?
At his IMDb page. It's like 80 credits. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Cool.
It's wild, yeah.
Good for him.
He's got 5 kids. He's got to feed the kids.
Got to support the kids, man.
Gotta
that's
support
for
the
sure.
kids.
So you guys did a thing called Plane Train, too, that I'm curious about because I have a producer's credit on it. Tell me
you
what
do.
The hell Plane
yeah.
Train is.
Yeah. Well, Clark Brooks originally suggested it because he has a friend who works at the airport, and there was a new train that was opening up from the rental car areas over to the main terminal, and it's about a 5-minute ride, so Clark figured, why not do stand-up comedy on this train for people for 5 minutes at a time?
I'm sure everybody loved it, too.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked it a lot.
Oh, totally. Time, yeah.
It's a beautiful Friday morning.
Yeah. Friday, we got there at like 8 or 9, and then we went to like 2 p.m. or something.
Oh, my gosh.
That was great.
I guess you couldn't really get on at night. You have to be there when, you know, sunshine. If you went on to a train with a what do you call it, an amp at nighttime,
right.
people would be
well,
like, these people are clearly lunatics.
Well, I think the second edition will be Plane Train 2, Night Train.
Night Train. Yeah, because definitely. There is something to be said for doing, comedy is supposed to be done at night. It's
right.
It's supposed
yeah.
to be done during the day. It's off-putting
yeah.
during the day, during daylight hours.
Yeah,
no
people,
matter how clean it is.
No, yeah, they did. Some people just were, like, did not understand at all. They would just stand in silence and turn away from me. And just try to block me out. Full trains of people just pretending like I'm not doing jokes in front of them in this tiny little
not
box.
Not react at all.
Yeah. And I'm saying the stupidest stuff. And these people are just, you know, took a flight from Beijing back, you know, just trying to go home.
Did you ever put down the mic and be like, hey, I'm talking to you? I think they would probably respond to that. If you had a
no,
mic,
was,
they probably would be.
I was too scared to.
Yeah.
Any of that, yeah.
When does Plane Train come out?
Pretty soon.
Yeah, Santos is editing
he's
it.
He's editing it right now. I see. I got
yeah,
you.
You know, we'll have some sort of preview or something or trailer for the TNF show.
Yeah, we want to show something special Thursday, May 31st at the Tampa Improv.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I
yeah.
see.
We'll
very
show little
good.
Special clips.
Yeah.
Maybe even after the movie on
maybe
the
maybe even after the movie. Yeah.
We
know.
Don't know.
Wow. Who
yeah,
knows?
Yeah. Who knows?
As early as 5:29 at Iberian
wow.
Rooster, perhaps?
Yeah, you might see a little glimpse.
A little glimpse.
Just a little short preview.
Oh, future.
Quick glimpse, because we did shoot. It was basically like a documentary style,
mm-hmm.
like very beautiful, just shots that they let us get in the airport. Very slow pans and smooth transitions, and, you know, just a lot of good. Character placement it's probably the best thing I've ever made.
I can't wait to see it.
Where did you pick up filmmaking, Josh?
I've been making videos since I was like 12 years old or something.
Yeah,
and started
just kind of a hobby that you like to do. And
oh no, in sixth grade they make you go through all the electives in Milwaukee's arts middle school thing that I went to, and the TV program, they're like, hey, make a video. So I made this commercial for a product And so you just strap it on yourself and you spin it, and then it makes the food you want.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
And they were like, that's the best video we've ever seen. We're going to put that on the morning show.
Oh, wow.
And then ever since then,
nice.
So you kind of picked it up as a hobby. So did you, did you just start out with like your parents' camcorder?
The school camcorder.
Uh-huh.
And that started my relationship with stealing video equipment.
Yes.
Sure.
to sustain the hobby, yeah.
So I did that all through high school and college, and I was fortunate enough to get a job where I was able to steal their video equipment and work on stuff.
On your own personal stuff. Oh, so that's the hustle. You get into somewhere where they have everything that you need,
and then
you're good to go.
And until they find out and they threaten to fire you. And now I've finally, after 13 years, I've finally purchased my own camera. That's what we're shooting Tampa News for us on.
That was sweet. Santos was bringing home equipment, and we were shooting all these green screens and stuff with professional lights and stuff. It was great. Great camera. And then, and then we had like a seven-month hiatus of green screens. And that's kind of where Tampa News Force picked up, because once we had no more green screen and lights, we were like, well, I guess we got to go out into the world.
Yeah, we had to start all over again.
Yeah.
It's great, the green screen, because you can put yourself anywhere you want in the universe, really.
Yeah.
That's a
sky's the limit, man.
Have you guys thought about trying to do I know it's tough with the schedule, but I think it'd be a great idea to do a half an hour, 15-minute podcast type thing covering the news events in Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah, that was cool, actually, I think that's still down the pipeline.
Yeah, TNF podcast down the road.
But once we're able to get with the TNF, it's good for Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, TNF stands for Thursday and Friday.
Podcast.
We'll be putting out content. But also, even bigger stuff. We've been shooting for probably, I don't know, 8-9 months now.
No one's ever seen it.
Yeah, we've also been planning a long feature film Tampa News Force movie that we've already filmed something like 7 or 8 scenes for over the course of like 9 months. So my hair keeps getting longer and longer through these scenes. And it's
different in each shot.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
Even in the same scene, it's like reshoots and everything and get on different hats.
It ties together all of the Tampa News Force videos we've done so far. So it's really, it's a crazy story we've made, and it's going to be a feature film soon-ish. I don't know. We probably only have a couple more scenes.
Yeah, I think there's only so much we can shoot before. We're just sitting on a whole... 2 hours of us just talking back and forth at each other.
Oh, it's crazy, yeah. But it's in different scenes in different areas.
Oh, so many good...
It's great. Yeah, we call them segues.
Yeah.
Because they're basically segues between the News Force bits we've already done, which is kind of the pre-roll stuff hey, there's a gun show going on.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
And
we're
doing regular life things.
Yeah.
I'll be sorting beans.
Yeah. The idea is we're always doing something physically in these shots. That's the best one. We go to a skate park in one of them, and it's just like me walking up to the skate park with rollerblades.
Uh-huh,
and I get interrupted by Santos, who's like, dude, we got to do the news. It's important. It's these great scenes, and one day it'll be something great.
So you guys live together, right? That's why you're able to.
Oh, yeah.
Not because we wanted to, but
out of necessity to the commitment to the Tampa News Force.
Well, but he lost his apartment around the same time that my lease was done.
God was saying, you guys got to move
in. It's meant
to be. Yep.
We had a mutual friend that was like, I got 2 rooms opening up for really cheap.
In my house,
in downtown Tampa.
Yep.
Who's the other roommate?
David Wind.
Yeah. Oh, Dave Wind, of course.
Executive producer of Tampa News
EP.
Force.
Yes, the guy on the couch. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, totally,
So Tampa News Force, we've talked about this before, but it got criticized by the Tampa Bay Times.
Yes.
Because your coverage of the Seminole Heights Killer, which was presented in an entertaining way, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to some funny people.
Sure.
Bums. hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
But you were criticized by Marrero and Altman from the Times.
Yes. The
failing Tampa Bay Times.
Almost
that's right.
Almost over.
They objected to the way it was presented, but
yes.
It wasn't... I mean, I guess it's meant to be entertaining, right? But sure. It also is just they're talking about a news event. So what's the problem?
Exactly. They thought we weren't showing enough respect in the way we were speaking.
Journalists really take themselves really seriously.
Give me a break. Not enough receipt. Come on. Yeah, it was ridiculous. But
I saw a study now. It has a small sample size, but it was talking about how a lot of journalists are mentally ill because they don't take care of themselves. They eat terribly. They drink. They're depressed. Mm-hmm. They don't get paid anything, so they're angry. So they become activists. At this point.
Okay.
So they really take themselves very seriously. And they think their opinion on these things matters.
Yeah.
And it does. Nobody cares.
No, but no.
Present what is happening. That's what people are trying to get. Yeah. But it's become, they're all activists now. It's really weird.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it was pathetic in general for them to, and that was like our third video. You know what I mean? Like, literally we just started TNF and then Tampa Bay Times, two reporters are like, this is unacceptable. What are you doing? It's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm doing this for free on my own just to go out and see what's going on.
It's this weird hybrid because they take journalism seriously, obviously, and I guess they should, but, I mean, you're not, yes, you're comedians and you're presenting it in a comical fashion, but you're just going and talking to people. I mean, what's the big deal?
Yeah, we weren't running around going, oopsies, people are dying, whoopsie-daisy,
right.
Yeah, we were interviewing people. We're just talking to people. Yeah, we're just going, how do you feel about it? Are you scared? What do you think's going to happen? But, speaking of journalism, us being real journalists, so start next week, I'm going to be featured in The Identity Tampa Bay, and they're going to put up a bunch of the videos we've already filmed on their website.
Really?
So, yes, the Jeff Vinnick-funded company, this new media mainstream source, is coming out, and we're going to be on that. So, Tampa News Force will technically be real news.
Yeah, and if you haven't checked it out, Identity Tampa Bay, best email newsletter I've ever received.
the only one I've enjoyed getting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Clark writes for them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Clark Brooks.
I didn't know it was a Jeff Vinnick thing.
Yeah. He's started that thing, I guess. He's funding it.
Cool.
He reads all of it and he sees everything. So we know for sure Jeff Vinnick will watch Tampa News Force.
That's fantastic. So are you putting out, do you have a schedule of when you put out Tampa News Force bits? Or?
They're kind of filmed just that. So this year, our goal was just to make at least one video a week, and some days we'll shoot three, maybe five, six, seven, eight, depends.
And then it's just at the mercy of the editing. And
we're blowing it out of the water. We're putting out a million videos a week.
You said you filmed Crime Finders this week? What was that about?
Saturday night.
Around 2:30 a.m.
Yeah, we didn't have much to do. Like, I don't really go out and party as much as I used to back in my youngin' days.
I don't either. I feel you.
Yeah, so for entertainment, we just decided to come up with a new segment for Tampa News Force.
Yeah, where we drive around and we search for crime. And
you follow a police vehicle, right?
Yes, we were just driving down Tampa Street going towards downtown, saw a cop car, followed the cop car, went to a police station. At the police station, a couple blocks away, we could see sirens and cop lights. Went right over the lights. There's a fight at a nightclub. We caught the guy being walked to the police car while we were interviewing people. Some kids who weren't fans of Tampa News Force went out of their way. They did not like it. They just see us interviewing this guy. And again, it must just be my appearance or something, because these kids, you'd never say this kind of stuff to like real anchors with a big van, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I bet you they get it a lot,
maybe
it or not.
Yeah, but these kids were just like, what the hell are you guys doing? And I was like, I'm interviewing people. They're like, for what? I was like, it's the news. So like, what do you mean? I was like, have you never heard of the news before? Like, I'm just, it's not okay. You can't just film people. Then we turned the camera then, of course, and the kid's like, oh, sick, get me now. Ha. And then, so they keep
turning it around.
Yeah, they keep talking trash, and, you know, we're not okay with that. So we follow them, and then we follow them for a while, and we kind of chase them down and confront them, and we're like, hey, what's wrong with you? And they're like, we don't like what you're doing. It's not okay. They didn't really give us a good reason, but,
they were really drunk.
Yeah, they were really wasted.
Probably had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, and it seemed like it was really just one guy more than his friend.
Yeah, his friend was just like,
eh. Yeah, his friend didn't care. It was just this one guy who was really mad for some reason, you know what I mean? And then I even tried to, like, just talk to them about normal stuff. I was like, did you go to the hockey game tonight? And the guy goes, yeah. Like, what about it? You want to fight? Yeah, it was so funny. So you'll see that very soon.
I think because you're not as branded, too. You're a disheveled young man in a badly fitted suit.
Right.
And, you got maybe a Tampa News Force hat on, but you don't have the – you know, the van, the news van right. that's branded. Yeah. I tell you what, you get some magnets made, though, and you put it on the side.
Yeah.
You
Actually, I put a small Tampanese for us.
You got to get the side panel ones, the big ones with the magnet. I think that would help. Yeah.
That'd be pretty funny,
I think that actually would help quite a bit, too.
Yeah, we do news.
And good for branding, anyways.
Yeah, promote the brand, yeah.
Absolutely.
Because we have a really small camera, but it's like really, it's 4K and it looks great.
Yeah,
it looks
great,
but it's just so small. So my idea was just to 3D print something really massive to like hide it.
Right. Big box, yep.
Put that over.
Yeah, put some, get some headphones that you know don't aren't necessarily plugged in, but
Yeah, it's just, you know, we don't look as legitimate as we are, you know. Mm-hmm. We're great, and everything we do is awesome, but, you know, it's still a homemade broadcast, you know.
I feel you. I'm right there with you. Yeah. John, Josh, thank you very much. 5:31 at the Improv. You can get free tickets to the Tampa News Force. Comedy and, what is it, sketch?
Sketch and crowd participation.
And crowd participation. Free tickets if you go to improvtampa.com. Put in the, you go to the event on 5:31, put in TNF, you can get your free tickets to that, and 529 is the movie Living the Dream at Iberian Rooster, 475 Central Avenue. It's about 25 minutes long, open mic to follow, $15 at the door, or just, you know, a high five, and we'll probably get you in. Yeah,
sweet talk me.
Yeah,
butter me up.
TNF.
Yeah, TNF yourself.
you can get it for free. TampaNewsForce.com, and what's your guys' social, where people can find you?
Hashtag Santos on Instagram or
the actual word hashtag.
They gotta spell out hashtag all one word.
Very clever. Yeah. I like that.
And then of course, you know, the usual at Maybach Diamonds.
Maybach Diamonds.
Yep.
Terrific.
Yep. It's never gonna change.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Will.
We love you, St. Petersburg.
All right, there we go. Tampa News Force, TampaNewsForce.com. John and Josh. Thanks for stopping by, guys. Good luck. 5:31 at the Improv. Free tickets. Just put in TNF at TampaImprov.com. Thanks a lot. It was fun. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so. HMB Radio Tampa Bay on iTunes, Stitcher. Follow the show on Facebook, Facebook.com/HMB Radio. Radio St. Pete is just Radio STPETE. Instagram and Twitter for me is home_made_man. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera is coming up next with his jazz show, followed by the indie circuit after that. If you're listening on podcast, I certainly do appreciate it. I encourage you to spread the word. Tell your friends. Make sure you have a great week. I love you. Take care of yourself. Eat your vegetables. And I will see you next week. This is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Have a good one. Bye.